Week two, Coach of Show here. Trent Kraxner sitting in with Frankfurt head coach Nick Anderson. It's brought to you by Wakeland Oil Company and Blue Valley Technologies. And Coach, down at halftime last week against Washington County, but your guys really battled in that second half.
Yeah, I thought we had several missed opportunities in that first half. Probably should have went up three scores early. Penalties, turnovers, just making mistakes kind of probably kept those off the board there. And like you said, down at halftime. But I thought the kids didn't panic, came out with good energy in the second half and really took momentum of that game, which I was very proud of.
And Henry Ketter had a great game at quarterback, but we also talked about some of the other guys, Peyton Adams, Gage Winklin, that maybe underrated in the past, and it seemed like they statistically showed out really well last Friday.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys that were able to produce for us offensively. Part of that was by design, and part of it was, you know, with the heat, we had some cramp issues, and so we had to plug and play a lot of young guys, and they did a great job. But being able to spread the ball around and be versatile offensively is very key for us.
You had to be pleased with Eli Ketter. 9 tackles, a sack, 2 TFLs, and a forced fumble.
Yeah, Eli's got a great motor. He's still a young guy, still got a lot to learn, but you're never going to have to question his effort. And a lot of those plays were effort plays. And overall, like I said, I thought we were pretty good defensively, minus about 5 plays where we didn't tackle very well and gave up some big plays over the top. But guys flew around. We were very physical. We were worried about Washington County's physicality before the game, and I thought we were the more physical team throughout.
And a non-league game this week as you get your home opener against Linden, a team you've played the last 2 years, and we'll preview that with Coach Anderson right after this commercial break. Back here with Coach Anderson, Frankfurt football head coach. It's brought to you by First National Bank of Frankfurt and the community healthcare system. And Coach, playing a familiar team in Linden at home for your home opener this week, and they got beat pretty handily by Troy last week. What did you see on film from their side?
They graduated a lot of guys last year, and so they're kind of a younger team. But they got some nice pieces. They got some decent size, and they have some physical moments as well. Troy was just really explosive, and that hurt Linden. But we saw him in the Jamboree earlier this year, a couple weeks ago, actually. And, if we play well, we feel like we match up really well with them. But, it's going to be come down to the team that makes the fewest mistakes and is able to capitalize on other teams' mistakes.
Not going to be as hot this week. And do you think that fares better with your guys?
Oh, I don't think it's beneficial for anybody to have to play in the heat that we played in last week. So, hopefully we're able to keep some guys on the field longer this week, but we've been trying to manage reps and hydration and all that good stuff, so hopefully we're raring to go Friday night.
Kyler Parthmer, 100 receiving yards and a touchdown, kind of a breakout performance for you last week, and you just feel that he's going to be that hidden gem on your guys' offense all throughout this season?
I don't know if he's a hidden gem. He's probably our most overall athletic kid that we have. Runs well, jumps well, got great length, and he's super raw. He's got a very high ceiling. We just got him to continue to, get better in his craft and be a little bit more disciplined. But anytime he has the ball in his hands, he can be explosive and is a threat.
And going back to Linden, this game Friday, obviously every offense wants to be explosive, but defensively, what do you guys have to do to be successful against Linden?
I got to keep the ball in front of us. When Washington scored against us last week, everything was over the top. So we got to make Linden drive the ball and earn everything that they get. And it's going to be a theme for us all year is limit explosive plays and big plays. And if we can do that, we'll give ourselves a good opportunity.
All right, Coach, thank you, and best of luck this Friday.